Good morning, everybody. I hope you can see me from where you're sitting. I see we've got some visitors this morning also there at the back. I'm not the regular pastor, just as a means of introduction, if you're new to church. I'm actually not a preacher. I do share, however, you know, the conversations that I have with God and the conversations that God lay on my heart. I'm willing to share it with you always. And this morning, that's the same that I've got for you. So, best wishes for 2023. I'm looking forward to 2023. I think the word this morning will be in particular around 2023. Christina, I'm not sure. I wasn't here last week. I was part of those people that I say was on leave still. So those on leave today, from the word, blessed are those who are on leave still today. Many blessings to those who's on leave but starting tomorrow with work. And many, many blessings for those who's been working the full of the holiday. So Christina, I'm not sure if you spoke about 2023, but that will be my conversation this morning around 2023 and around some conversations that I had with the Lord over the holiday period. I think in my own summary of perhaps already the word in the beginning, it's a message that want to give us some momentum. It's a message that wants to hopefully motivate us. But it's also a message that wants to perhaps give us some direction. You know, I always start by saying in the beginning of when I have a conversation with you, let me share the flight plan with you so that you immediately know what to expect. Is it going to be an easy flight? Is it going to be a bumpy ride? Or what exactly, you know, how do I see perhaps you're going to experience the word? And this morning, in fact, I think the word is we're not even in flight mode. We're still in the line where we're standing by Home Affairs, applying for our visas. And you know, In that row and in that line of Home Affairs, there's a lot of conversations that's happening. It's some conversations that's tough. It's some difficult conversations. You take something away from that conversation, it stirs you in some way or the other. Maybe positive, maybe with a little bit of concern. But it's those conversations where you know, it's not necessarily an easy one. And this morning, the message, as from where I'm standing, is a very, very difficult one. I battled with the Lord and say, is this really what you want me to talk about? Is this your word? Is this the conversation you want me to share with the congregation? And I'm standing here this morning and I'm sharing it with you because I've got that peace that perhaps there's a word or two within that somebody must hear and that hopefully will stir and put you in the direction for 2020. So if I say things that, you know, a little bit close on the skin, do forgive me for that. But I'm just talking about, like I said, I'm just talking about some of those experiences in some of those conversations. So the theme of my message is A to E in 2023. I'm saying, yeah, that was the meaning of it. A to E in 2023. So what you will see immediately is, unfortunately, this morning there's no one specific theme. It's not a theme that I pull through, but it's various pointers, and hopefully they tie this stage together just to set us on momentum for 2023. That's a sole purpose. So it's kind of A to E. Let's call it road marks. Let's call it pit stops. But it's those conversations that we will have this morning. So this whole message I would want to believe started early in December. One evening, we already relaxed at work. I've got my one daughter that's in London. She's at home. We have some holiday plans. So everything at that particular moment, we didn't have load shedding or limited load shedding. So everything was at that particular point, you know, fine. I didn't have anything in particular that was on my mind that was worrying me. But somehow that evening, I couldn't sleep. And you know, you'll be in between, and I must be honest, you're in between being awake and kind of being asleep. And I'm trying to pray while I'm half awake, but I'm also not really awake in praying. So it's a strange kind of mode that I'm in. But I've got nothing that I'm worried about. I just couldn't sleep, as tired as I was probably was. And then the Lord dropped in my spirit Isaiah 60 verse 1. That's it. Isaiah 60 verse 1. Now, I'm honest with you, I'm not sure about you. If you're sometimes in that mode where you neither wake nor sleep, you're kind of praying, but you're not really praying. You know, you some might have jumped up already and say, yeah, I need to look in the Bible, what verse is this? But I didn't. I thought, I'll tomorrow, you know, I'll check tomorrow morning. I'll just see if I can sleep. And the following morning, I opened my Bible and I got that verse in Isaiah 60 verse 1. And work started that morning. I was still working. Work started. I didn't make much of it in terms of, you know, going into the Word and just sitting and exploring the Word. But that very evening, again, I couldn't sleep. In fact, I was sleeping and then I just woke up. And I couldn't sleep, and now I'm sitting with this Word. And then part of that verse just opened up for me. And that's what I'm going to talk about as an introduction this morning. What that verse said to me, what I believe that verse might say to you, what I believe the verse might say to us as a congregation. But I'm going to do it in parts. So just bear with me, and that's why I'm not giving you the full verse at this particular moment. And maybe I just need to, for context, just give you a sense of the whole book of Isaiah up till chapter 60. Just as a summary that I've got in general. Chapter 1 through 39, those chapters is about the judgment of God. You can hear, you know, it's heavy conversations. It's not on there, but that's about the judgment of God. Then chapters 40 to 48 is about the supremacy of God. So that's chapters that say God reigns, He's sovereign, He's the ruler, He's in control. That's what that chapters 40 to 48 is about. Then chapters 49 to 53 is about the servant of God. So Isaiah, but also about how Israel must be God's servant. Then 56 to 59 is about the sins of the past and sins of present of the people of Israel. So what you probably hear is, you know, it's heavy conversations with God. In very important conversations. says God will judge us. He reigns. We must be servants. We had sin and we still sin. Those are the conversations, fairly, fairly heavy topics. But then chapter 60 to 62 came almost like, you know, as a real surprise. If you probably want to say a lucky packet, say so, but it comes as a real surprise. And this chapter is about the new promise. It's about the period of joy that's introduced for both the Israelites and the Gentiles. And it's a period where the light will overcome the darkness. So let's look into those verses. Josh, you can move one, I think. And the last part of that verse is, for your light has come. Now, and I'm just saying this as a joke because you're very serious. I think when I read that part, it told me that the Israelites also had load shedding. They also experienced load shedding. That was just a joke. But it said, for your light has come. So that's an amazing, amazing, amazing promise that verse immediately gave to the Israelites, and it's a promise to us. And we know that light refers to Jesus. The coming of Jesus will be the salvation of the world. The coming of Jesus will be the hope of the world. The coming of Jesus that will be our salvation. We also know that we only can receive that light via and through a relationship with Christ. So all those things we know, that light refers to Jesus and His coming and His salvation for the world. But you know what? That word didn't leave me with that. Because that word told me, and if I'm wrong, but that word told me that there's light for you. My brother and my sister, there's a promise for you. There's a hope for you. I wrote there and I said, and maybe help me, that light is a promise of hope. It's a promise of life. If I'm going the wrong way, it's a promise of resources. It's a promise of outcomes. It's a promise of opportunities. What words can we put in there still? Anyone? Nothing? Huh? Healing, healing, wonderful. It's a promise of healing in 2023. So that light is a reference to Jesus. It's a reference to God bringing the light, being the salvation. But I believe it's a direct promise for all of us this morning. It's a direct promise for you. A direct promise of opportunity. A direct promise that there will be outcomes, whatever the challenge may be. A direct promise that the resources will be there in 2023. A direct promise of life. Yes. And maybe we experience it. Maybe we experience physical load shedding. Maybe we experience load shedding in, and again you can put in. If you this morning experience load shedding in relationships, if you this morning experience load shedding in health, if you experience load shedding in your finances, if you experience load shedding in employment, if you experience load shedding in circumstances, if you experience load shedding in certainty, in other words, you're not sure, you're uncertain, there's a promise of rescue. Your light has come. Already made, done, fixed. Not something that must still happen. The light has come. But this morning there's also a challenge. And that challenge brings us to the A part. I've mentioned there, but it brings us to the A part. And that was the very first word of that verse. It says, arise. So here's our challenge this morning. The light has come. But we have an obligation. We need to arise. And there's some definitions around arise. I've got a Google search for you. To be stirred up, to be awakened, to be prepared for action. But then there's also a Bible up, definitions of the word arise, to come up from a lower to a higher position. Where is promotion for you, my brother? I don't know. Whether the Lord will raise you up in a circumstance that you might not feel, you feel the lowest, that's the promise. You will be raised up somewhere in 2023. To come above the horizon, to come up from one's bed or place of repose, to mount, to ascend, to rise from a kneeling posture, to spring up, to come into action, to become operative, sensible, visible, to become or to begin to act a part, to present itself. We need to arise. The word is clear that the light has come, but we need to arise. Just for interest's sake, 256 times is the word arise mentioned in the Bible. 256. I think it shows you the importance of and the responsibility that we have. So my broers en susters, 'n bietjie Afrikaans, is tyd om wakker te word. Die jong span praat, ons moet woke wees. These are the days to be woke. Ons kan nie aan die slaap wees. Ons kan nie nog op die slaap. We need to arise. This is the year I believe that demands action on our part. God says, I can only help you if you get up from your bed, if you get up from your chair, if you stand up from where you're at. This is the time. So I wrote here, in your relationship with God, arise. In your relationship with others, arise. In the opportunities coming across your way, arise. In the challenges ahead, arise. In everything coming your way in 2023, arise. That's the word. Maybe we can stop here, but that's the word. We need to arise in 2023. You know the story about the prodigal son? That story, the verse Luke 15, 18, I think, yeah, it is. It's not up there. But the prodigal son said, when he had that change of heart, that change of momentum, when he know now, this is the direction, he said, I will arise and go to my father. So this is really the year. I've got Luke 12, 39 there. Be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have allowed his house to be broken into. And unfortunately, that's the opposite side of arise. So if we sleep, we will be found broken into. So we had experiences last year where I'm staying. Maybe I must tell you quickly, we woke up one morning, aluminium window, nicely taken out, people broken into the house while we were inside. And it happened at a couple of places. So the opposite side of when we're not awake, the thief will come in and the thief will take away what was supposed to be a promise in 2020. My brothers and sisters, I can just say, arise. Then there's another word that we quickly want to talk about to complete that first verse and sentence. It's arise and shine, for your light has come. And I believe always that the Word of God is not only for us. The Word of God will never be only for us. Yes, it's for us, but it's not only for us. So when we arise, and when we receive the light, it it's time for us also to shine. This is now the time that we need to be light to others, that we need to be a witness, that we need to encourage, that we need to motivate, that we need to pray for others. Uncle Robbie, I've got something that Uncle Robbie posted on Facebook. And he said, this year, believe that you are anointed in your own special way. You have accomplishments, that you have something great to offer. And so true. That was his post. This morning I know, you know, that it fits in with what the Lord wants us to do. Then the B, and maybe this is now coming closer to home, because this is a challenge also. This is something that the Lord laid on my heart that He asked us to be. And He asked us on B that 2023 is also a year to break bread. 2023 is for us a year to break bread. And what's the meaning of breaking bread? Breaking bread together literally means becoming one body in Christ, an unbreakable or unbreakable family bond, not just with one another, but also with God. Breaking of bread symbolizes a familiarity of welcome, of openness, as well as a gesture signifying peace and friendship. So this morning, my friends, if I ask you, let us break bread, I ask us to be custodians of a few things. I ask you and me individually and collectively to be custodians of a few things. We must be the breaker of bread, and I call it strengthen. Strengthen is the same as break bread. So be part of it, and if you're not part, become part. But strengthen this spiritual family. Let us break bread for this spiritual family where we're sitting this morning. Let us break bread and strengthen your small group. It is all our responsibility, each of us. Let us break bread. Let us not look around. Eloise said this morning, a witness about their cell group, being here, everybody eager. That's breaking of bread. That's the breaking of bread. Strengthen the ministry you are part of. Break bread there. Don't look around. If you're in worship, if you can sing lovely, step up. Let's worship. Give it your all. Let's sing like we sang this morning. If you're in youth, step up. That's what the Lord put in your heart. But don't look around. Be you the custodian. You are the breaker of bread. Let us strengthen our families. Let us break bread with our spouses. Let us break bread with our kids. Let us break bread with our in-laws. Maybe it's a challenging situation. If it is, let us be the breaker of bread. Let us be the custodians of that first step. Let us be the people that says, we want to have an unbreakable bond. We want to have a bond that is similar to the oneness of the body of Christ in our family, with our in-laws, with our wider families. Let us strengthen our circle of friends. Let us strengthen our work teams to break bread in all our relationships. I go on by saying that 2023 for me in breaking bread is also how a question at this stage, and maybe we can unpack it later, but how and where do we break bread outside of church? Where and how do we break bread outside of church? And if you have ideas, come forward. If you have a sense, be the custodian. Don't wait for somebody else. Be the custodian. Be the breaker of bread. Step forward. There's a verse in Luke 5 verse 4 that says, when he had finished speaking, that's now Jesus, he said to Simon, now go out where it is deeper. And lay down your nets to catch some fish. I believe the word of God is always for us as a collective, But there's also a deeper catch that we need to put the nets down into. And maybe at this stage, I just want to tell you a story. Sounds similar as a story that you've heard. Just we're still in that line and the line's moving. So before we come to some serious stuff again, this is a story. It's a story that's told in the French Revolution period. There was this wealthy aristocrat that went to war. And when he came to war, he had a rucksack, you know, full of food and full of bread and everything. And while he was bending down to fasten his laces, a piece of bread fell out. And there was a poor soldier that was there and he was hungry. He was looking at this man's bread and he said, you know, can I have peace? And this guy, you know, luckily is good of heart. He said, let me share what I've got in my bag with you. And he shared with the guy, with the poor guy, some of his food. And the war went on, and later on, one evening, this poor soldier, he heard that they're looking for the wealthy guy to stand post. But they couldn't find the wealthy guy anywhere. And he decided that this was a good guy. Let me go stand post in his place. And he went to go stand post in this wealthy guy's place. And the unfortunate thing happened. He was shot that very evening. And he died. And many years later, this wealthy guy, war was finished. He was walking in the street with some of his friends. And there he came and he saw a piece of bread that came rolling down the street. He picked it up, cleaned it nicely, you know, went to somebody else. He gave that piece of bread. And his friend said, but, you know, why are you doing this? You've never done things like that. Why are you cleaning bread and giving it to somebody else? And he said, you know what? This bread is a reminder that somebody died in my place. Let us be breakers of bread. Then, this morning, the C for me, around the A to E, we're still on the theme, the title, the A to E in 2023, is about prayer life. Nia spoke about this maybe at the previous stage, but I think there's maybe a different view in some of or to other pointers. We know we need a strong prayer life in 2023. And I'm not sure, and I'm again honest with you, I found myself in this holiday that was passed that I wasn't so diligent in terms of my prayer life. I wasn't that diligent at times in my prayer. And I looked at a word, you know, what would describe it and maybe nicely describe how I probably see my prayer life, and there's a word, perfunctory prayer life. That's what I had. I'm not sure about you. And it described, the word is, it's a mechanical, it's almost, you know, limited in interest and enthusiasm. It's almost you become comfortable in that type of prayer. I quickly pray and I'm fine with it. But this morning, part of getting that promise of the light that has come is that we must be robust in our prayer life. We must step it up in our prayer life. We must have a caring prayer life. So here's a few pointers. And again, some of those conversations that the Lord had with me, I'm sharing it with you. When you tell somebody you will pray for them, really pray for them. I'm not sure if you've been guilty of this. I'm honest, I've been guilty. You say, you think I must pray, and a day or two goes by, you didn't pray for that specific person. When we tell someone that we will pray for them, really pray for them. Stop using prayer in greetings and other incidental conversations. I'm not sure if you've seen it. I've seen mails where people say, I'll pray for you. You know, just as a general conversation. And this morning, again, I think, let's stop doing that. When someone asks to pray for them, do so on the spot if possible. Today there's a lot of people in prayer that's in need of prayer. If there's somebody asking you to pray, let's do it. Use a prayer app. There's different prayer apps. There's apps that can remind you about praying. Let's use a prayer app. Take care to talk about your prayer life, that it makes you one look more spiritual. A little bit of a tough one, but take care that we don't talk about the prayer, about our prayer life, to let us look more spiritual. And that's some conversations around prayer. I also say, in 2023, and as part of our journey, let's have a prayer rhythm. My prayer rhythm at this moment, and we can have a conversation around it, but my prayer rhythm is that word that I've got previously, caters, is confession, it's adoration, it's thanksgiving, it's intercession for others, and it's in supplication or supplication for myself and for my family. So have a prayer rhythm. This is my prayer rhythm. We know that the word says in 2 Chronicles 6, verse 21, hear the supplications of your servant and of your people Israel when you pray toward their place. Hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. This verse we know, and we've been praying it a lot. 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. There's another promise in Ephesians 6, verse 18, and pray in spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Jeremiah 29, verse 12, when you will call on me and come and pray to me, I will listen to you. Mark 11, verse 24 says, therefore I will tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you will receive it, and it will be yours. So we've moved a little bit in the line. We know that we need to be alert. We need to shine. We have the promise that our light has come. We know that we must be breakers of bread. We know that we can't do any of those first two things unless we stay in prayer. In prayer for ourselves, but also in prayer for others. We know also that we need to take care on how we approach our prayer. That's the conversation that we have, or that we had until now. The next one is maybe a difficult one. I'll see what you say afterwards. But I say 2023 is perhaps also a year of digital detox. Maybe it's a year of deliberate detox. You see, the problem, and I'm not saying stop. You specifically hear the word detox. So here's some of the challenges that the digital world at this moment poses to us. The views of ourselves are influenced by the opinions by others. That's happening. That's a fact. You can look at yourself and you can see it's influenced, our views of ourselves, by the likes or the lack of likes. How people view and how they respond to our profiles and our digital status. If you're honest, people didn't see and comment anything, you might feel a little bit down. If people said, kudos, good one, you might feel a little bit more happy, you know, and you might feel a little bit excited. The challenge with that is that the barometer of our true identity is then starting to shift. And that's for young and for old. So older people, you're not excluded from a digital detox. Because we're all guilty in that the time that we spend makes that we view ourselves in terms of responses that we get. And you know, once that's happening, then we shift in our true identity. And that's the challenge. There's a new word that's out, and I won't go deep into it. I'll just have it on there. There's a word that's out that says, we are starting to show symptoms of digital narcissism. In other words, we like to bend over to our phone and we like what we see. We like to see what other people say about us and what's the responses. And that's a new term that's out there, digital narcissism. We constantly look at how others reflect and we cannot identify or define our own identity anymore. Fundamentally, finding our identity is just a matter of self-love, but also of conformity. So the potential danger of that in the long time, we lost our true identity. And the challenge is that only our true identity leads to our true destiny. So this morning, just again, I challenge you. There's a lot of conversation that's happening around digital world. If you find yourself shifting, if you find yourself having a view because of what people say or not say about you, not about views, about you. Oops. Maybe it's a time to get a detox. There's another word that people talk about in the same sense. They talk about the second self. So I mean, in the purpose that God got for us, there can't be a second self. There's only one self. There's only one destiny. There's only one purpose. And if our identity isn't right, we can't step into that purpose. So yeah, maybe. Romans 12 verse 2 says, do not conform to this pattern of the world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. So I said earlier, it's not about digital detox, but it might be also about deliberate detox. So here's a challenge. And maybe you agree with me, maybe not. Maybe 2023 is also a challenge for us to detox from those habits, to detox from those hobbies, to detox from those events, to detox from those behaviors, to detox from those addictions that alters who we are to be in Christ. So as soon as you find, even in a good thing, that becomes an altar to who you really are and supposed to be, walk away. And I've seen it on the golf, which is a good sport, a nice hobby. People's personalities change. Mine has changed. I stepped away from it. But what I'm saying in the example is, if you find anything that alters, walk away from that. I think we're heading into the last, we're heading into E. Have an expectant, hopeful heart and mind. Lamentation said in 3:22-24, the steadfast love of the Lord will never cease us. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. My friends, this morning the message is clear. The light has come. It is fresh every morning. It is new every morning. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 said, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So if we continue to seek God daily, He will bless us with, and I've got three things. Maybe the first one, let's talk about that. But if you continue to see God daily, God will bless you with a gift of obligation. Does that sound strange? But God will bless, and I call it a blessing, because the obligation is that we know we need to spend time with Christ. We know and we do make time to read His Word. That's an expectant lifestyle. It kind of seems like an obligation, but it's actually a gift. We're so blessed that, you know, the Lord is pressing on my heart, you need to spend time with me. That's an expected lifetime. It gives us a gift of strength and assurance that answers are there if we want them. And if we spend time with Christ, it gives us the third gift of knowledge, that God is good. And I know, my proclamation is, and I believe that's all of us, God is good, He's for us. God is for humanity, He's for women, He's for men, He's for everyone. God is for me, He's for you. He's for children, He's invited us to come in as such, eager to learn and to be open-hearted. And I want to close with with part of a song. I'm not sure if you know it, a song of Travis Green, Intentional. There's some of the verses that I just want to highlight. He said, I don't have to worry because I know He's working for me. I can hold my head up. I can get my confidence back. My faith is rising now. And although I can't see how, I know that God is intentional. He's intentional. He's been doing it for a long time. And I'll be giving my trust now. I'll be giving my praise now, because I know He's intentional. Now I want to close by saying, let us be in 2023 intentional. Let us be intentional in our hope, in our purpose in 2023. I hope that the word, you know, is some motivation for 2023. That the word is some hope for 2023. That the word challenges us immediately also in 2023. Because it's not an easy walk. There's some things that we need to do. But I hope also that the word bless you in 2023. Let's close our eyes. Yes, dear Lord, this morning I come and confess that we are sinners. Lord, we are sinners in need of a Savior. We are sinners in need of salvation. Lord, sometimes we do things and we didn't consult with You. Sometimes we do things and we do it out of our own strength and out of our own purpose. This morning I want to cooperatively confess our sins before You. Yes, dear Lord, and I come this morning, I come in adoration. Thank You. Thank You that You are God. You are wonderful. You are the Lion of Judah. You are the Savior of the world. You gave us a promise that You love us every day. You gave us a promise that You love us every morning. It is new. Yes, dear Lord, we adore You. We come before You and we bring You our worship. We come before You and we bring You our praise. Yes, dear Lord, and now we look back on 2022 with thanksgiving. Thank You. Thank You for every step of the journey that You've been with us. In some instances, it was so, so difficult. In some instances, it was a light step. Dear Lord, thank You for being with us as individuals, thank you for being us with us as a church community. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your grace in bringing us from circumstances that we thought we will never, never overcome. Dear Lord, and as we stand in the beginning of 2023, I give you now thanks already. I give you thanks, dear Lord, for your word that says we can arise, we must arise, we must shine, for the light has come. Let us take that message out into this world this morning. Let us live that message this morning. Let us put it in our hearts to live that message. This morning I come intercede, dear Lord, for everybody here this morning. I come and intercede, dear Lord, for the pastor, for Rick, the pastor couple, for Rick and for Alida. I come and intercede, dear Lord, that you be with them in this period of your rest for them. Guide them, dear Lord. Give them wisdom. Dear Lord, undertake with them. Yes, and where they have time to just spend time with you, dear Lord, I pray that you reveal yourself to them. I pray for everybody in this congregation, with whatever circumstance it might be, whether it's a health challenge, whether it's a finance challenge, whether it's a job or employment challenge, whether it's kids, whether it is just a new beginning at school for some. Dear Lord, I come and intercede for everybody this morning. We know that we're dependent on you. We want to be dependent on you. We pray, dear Lord, that you bless everybody. And yes, dear Lord, now I come and just ask your blessing on me, on my family, and so on everybody. I pray, dear Lord, your blessing on us. I pray, dear Lord, that you undertake, dear Lord, with us in 2023 and steer us into the purpose you got for us. Steer us into the direction that you want us to walk. Dear Lord, we won't take a step, and we cannot take a step unless you go with us. This morning, that's the declaration of our hearts. I pray that in the name of Jesus. Amen.